On University of California Irvine Week, lifelong follow-up care is critical for young cancer survivors. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joel Milam, professor of epidemiology, examines why.
Treatments for childhood cancers have been increasingly successful, with a greater than 80% five-year survival rate. But there are many lifelong health risks that surface in the years following treatment. As survivors age, their risk for late effects increases and could include, for example, heart problems and second cancers. At the same time, their engagement in survivorship care decreases. That's why lifelong follow-up care is critical. Our research group examined factors associated with lifelong cancer-related follow-up care. Our study used the Los Angeles County Cancer Registry to survey over 1,200 young adult survivors of all forms of pediatric cancers. These survivors were diagnosed between 1996 and 2010 and were largely in their mid-20s at the time of the survey. 54% of this population-based sample was Hispanic or Latino, which is important because Hispanics are underrepresented in the research literature. Participants responded to a survey about their physical and mental health, insurance coverage, and the health care they received. We found older age and Hispanic or Latino ethnicity to be associated with lower levels of cancer-related follow-up care. These differences remain significant after adjusting for other important factors, such as health insurance and economic status. Other factors associated with follow-up care include obtaining adequate health insurance coverage, having a primary care physician, and obtaining a written cancer treatment summary that can be discussed with their doctors. We recommend increased healthcare support for young cancer survivors, including improved patient and provider education, healthcare services, and greater use of written treatment summaries to help young cancer survivors manage the transition from pediatric to adult healthcare settings to maintain their health over their lifespans.
That was Joel Milam of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.